We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
President Trump announcing today the U.S. will declare North Korea a state sponsor of terror. CBS News military consultant Mike Lyons is on our newsline. So, Mike, what's the president's reasoning for this?
Well, it looks like he's going to put them back on the list that the Obama administration took off, and it's to put more pressure on the North Korean regime. Now, you would think that we've got sanctions in place that do a lot of this already. It really isolates them completely from anything that we would do with them. We wouldn't ship them any kind of goods and services, especially dual-purpose things, things that they could take and use for military weapons, making it illegal for countries and U.S. citizens to do business with North Korea. But again, if it's only done from the United States perspective, it's not going to be enough. I think this, if it was in coordination with China and some other countries, I think it'd be a lot better.
Mr. Trump says it's long overdue. Would you agree?
Well, it hasn't happened for the last 8 years, and it's another step towards trying to get them to the negotiation table, which is what this is all about. Now, from North Korea's perspective, they're in a race against time to develop nuclear capability and develop the missile technology because they feel they can't negotiate unless they have that. So you won't see them do anything until I think they're confident that they could deliver that and actually threaten the United States. And then at that point, look to have the U.S. take U.S. troops out of South Korea and possibly open up other venues for them. So I think that's really what North Korea is trying to do now.
Mike, refresh our memory. Why was North Korea taken off the list of state sponsors of terror in 2008?
Well, again, the Obama administration tried to put an olive branch out to North Korea. By doing that, it opened up a certain markets. It opened up opportunity for North Korea to join the international community, feeling that under the previous regime as well, before Kim Jong-un, they felt that this would be a way to get them to the negotiation table. They didn't have the same level of technology as they have today, and it was more or less an olive branch at that point in time. You see, this problem now has been kicked down the road to the Trump administration, unfortunately, not just from Obama, but from the Bush administration as well, and Clinton. So at this point, this administration feels they have to deal with it, and they're going to deal with it from a position of strength.
Mike, it's been a few months now, knock on wood, since we've heard of any nuclear or rocket tests from North Korea. What do you make of that?
You know, a lot of it has to do, I think, a lot with their technology and their timetable, and want to make sure that the next test that they have shows progress. Right now, we've just seen them kind of do the same thing over and over again. In order for them to really threaten the United States, they've got to show a capability of steering one of those missiles, for example, which is going to be very difficult if they don't have satellites. They don't have a space program. But they want to show advanced technology as opposed to just the same old thing, because if they show the same old thing, then the U.S. can say they're really not moving forward.
CBS News military consultant, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Michael.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.